When last year when Gillette went down, you had Trent Murphy, the outside linebacker. You've moved him. Any thought given at all to getting him back on 2 feet?
Yeah, that could happen. But, you know, there's so much nickel pass rush nowadays that the amount of times we're in a true 3-4 line, 3-4 alignment is very slim, about 30% now anyway. We have guys that can fill that void. We want to keep Trent inside for now, and he could play a defensive end and nickel in our sub packages. So that's no problem there. But we have some guys like I said, Houston Baseline and Trail, Willie Jefferson, some other guys here that are going to compete for some of those reps, and I think they'll do good. I can hear you.
Chip Aaron, making news here in Richmond. You talked about the expectations you guys have this season. How do you feel going into training camp with what the team's done in all season conditioning and the chemistry to make it feel different this time around in training camp?
Well, I feel very positive. I think the team feels very positive, too. We had great, like I said, OTA session. There's no question about it. Going against us, obviously, you'd be positive all you want. But we really showed great progress in my eyes, you know. Secondary linebackers, pass rush, pass blocking, run blocking, you know, our backs did a lot better. Quarterbacks, obviously, a lot more confident. The receiving core has been excellent. Tight ends, I can't say enough about them. So we feel good about all our position groups getting better and better and better. And the young guys developing in-house, not having to go out in the streets and sign 8 or 9 free agents like we did my first year. Signing a key player like Josh Norman has been excellent. Vernon Davis, Bruton has been excellent. So I think we got a good combination, good veterans in place, good young players developing in our building, and we feel very confident. But we still have a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. We were 9-8 last year, lost to the Packers at home in a big game, obviously, in the playoffs, and we have a lot of work to do, no question about it. But we do feel good and very confident moving forward.
Specific to Sean Lavoie, do you have a feel for how much he'll be able to do during this camp?
No, he's very close, though. You know, I just talking to him, I think he feels pretty good. You know, I imagine he'll be a couple days still, but I think he'll be ready to roll shortly.
He'll be participating before camp's over.
I would hope so, yes.
Coach, you're now like a coaching veteran here. What do you think is the most important thing you've accomplished in your time as the Redskins head coach?
Oh, progress, probably. I think progress, some stability. You know, some of the coaching staff, the players that we've brought in and developed throughout the program, that's what you're trying to do. You know, have some key veterans in place, but develop players throughout the program. We've had 3 pretty good drafts and some good young players developing in the program. We've shown lots of progress, and it's just a matter of keep climbing. Keep climbing until we reach our ultimate goal, and that's to win Super Bowls. We still have a long way to go to do that, but we feel like the progress is being made in the right direction. Addition of Scott McLuhan in the front office has been excellent. And the people that we have in the building, we feel like we can accomplish all the goals we want to accomplish.
Running back, you're kind of lacking experience behind Matt Jones. You're going to kind of look at, maybe same thing with the outside linebackers, look at the guys you've got here, and then maybe consider bringing in a veteran at some point later.
Yeah, could be. Some guys really looked pretty good in training camp. We got Chris Thompson coming back. He looked good. Obviously, Mac Brown we've had last year on the practice squad. Robert Kelly is a rookie free agent we picked up. Keith Marshall we're excited about. So we have some guys in the building we're going to look at. And if it doesn't work out, we're always looking. Every position, Scott and the scouting staff have their eyeballs across the league and who's available. But hopefully we don't need to go that route. But if we do, there are going to be good players we can talk about.
Coach, we've already seen the weather take its toll. How does that affect you as planning, seeing that everything's planned out? Does that kind of throw a wrench into things when weather becomes an issue? How do you plan for that?
Yeah, I'll have to wait and see. I might have to cut some periods, if it gets too hot. Maybe change the practice to the morning, flop our walkthrough in our afternoon practice, where our pads are in the morning and afternoon's a walkthrough. We'll see how it goes. But, we're going to keep them hydrated. I'm going to keep a close eye on each individual player, as our trainers will. I told our coaches to keep an eye on each individual player, keep them hydrated, and we'll go take it day by day.